The next patient is Margaret McCubson. The last name is M-A-K-U-P, like in Peter, S-O-N. First name, Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T. This is the clinical case of a 73-year-old female that has been referred to this office because of the presence of proteinuria. In talking to a patient, we found out that the patient has Hashimoto's. And she has developed a hypothyroidism. She is on replacement therapy. However, there was evidence of proteinuria, and for that reason, the patient was referred to the practice. This proteinuria has been probably associated to flare-ups in of this autoimmune disorder. The patient had been under a lot of stress at the time of the first visit, that was in February 28th of 2024. I didn't think that there was the need for intervention in the proteinuria. We decided to keep an eye on the thyroid replacement and a close observation. The stress was relieved because the patient used to be in California, and she decided to move to Highlands County, and she's under less stress here. The thyroid function is appropriate. However, there is evidence of a normal TSI, and there was the thyroid peroxidase antibodies were elevated at 856, confirming the diagnosis. However, there is no evidence of proteinuria. We have a deep stick proteinuria, a 24-hour proteinuria that was less than 100 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The kidney function is very well preserved. The 24-hour urine creatinine clearance revealed the presence of a clearance of 62 mLs per liter. Following number, a patient has a essential hypertension. This essential hypertension is treated with hydralazine and it would be in the best interest if after the patient moves back to out of state and gets settled, we change this hydralazine, since we know the association between lupus and hydralazine. We plan to do a teleconference in the near future in order to switch the medication and give the follow-up. Following number, the patient has a hemoglobin of 10.7. We are going to investigate the iron stores. Following number, chronic obstructive sleep apnea treated with CPAP. Following number, hyperlipidemia that isn't under control. Following number, asymptomatic atherosclerotic heart disease. We are going to follow the patient in 3 months.